While I do, oh, this nigga about to get, this nigga about to get wet off some Rock Brown water. This is the first time.
No. It's actually pretty smooth though. I've
never
do like
tasted it, so I'm always going to the store and I'm just like, eh.
I never drank brandy before.
Is it smooth? Like, is it? Like, do you feel like does it have like the aftertaste where you feel like, yeah, I need to chase this shit like heavy?
Oh, if you drink it straight, yeah. What the fuck, alcohol don't? Like, listen, this notion that there's some alcohol that tastes good, no, they all taste like shit. You don't buy alcohol.
There's some refined vodkas and like brandies that really don't could need a chaser, but it's neither here nor there.
Do they taste good?
They taste good to me.
No, they don't taste good. They just
It
taste less
depends on
shittier than the other
your pour
brands.
too, huh?
Huh?
Depends on your pour too and what you're drinking.
My nigga. So look.
He's gonna make
Apple
a
juice.
horrible analogy and try to make
I
it fit.
probably am gonna make a shitty
I know where
analogy.
this is going.
I know
Okay.
I'm gonna make a shitty analogy, but you're gonna get my drift. You got apple
Hold on, before
juice.
you even go into it, you are the king of shitty ass analogies that try to make your logic fit. You'd be like, all right, Jay, if an elephant walks in a room and you're just sitting there, are you not gonna look at it? Like, what the fuck, nigga? What?
But you would look
The
at it though.
obvious. The obvious fucking, the most obvious analogies ever.
So therefore, thank you, because you just basically waved the white flag because you agree with that.
I did
Yes,
not.
you
I
did.
just said your
Because
analogies are shitty, but I was just anticipating an analogy. But go ahead.
that's because you subconsciously saying you know that alcohol. For one, name me one alcohol that is like thirst quenching. Like, ah.
Alcohol in and of itself is not thirst quenching, and therefore that is a fucking red herring, and that is a fucking logical fallacy. But I'm not stupid. I know the fuck you're major.
Well,
You
hold up.
literally put out a logical fallacy, ask the question like, what alcohol tastes good, as if it has nutritional value. You don't drink alcohol for nutritional value,
What did I just say? See, this is why.
nigga.
All right,
You
shut up.
try to compare alcohol to
No,
Gatorade.
it was because I started this off with saying that no alcohol tastes good, Jay. See, I love doing this with you because we record this. This is recorded.
But you did you not, well, hold up. Did you not say just now, I'm responding to what you said previously. You said what alcohol is thirst quenching? I'm not drinking it to quench my thirst.
I.e., I'm not drinking it because it tastes good.
No, thirst quenching, there's a difference between thirst quenching and taste good. Like, I'm not fucking drinking. Sometimes I'm not drinking soda for the fact that it's thirst quenching. I'm drinking it because of the flavor.
So let me
I'm
ask you a
not.
question. Okay, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. That's your opinion.
And then that is your
Okay,
opinion as well. No. Just at
no.
just
Has there ever
that
been a
very
time?
beginning, your opinion
No,
as well.
because I'm about to prove you wrong. Has there ever in your life been a time where you've been thirsty and you drank soda? Oh my God. So therefore, what did that soda do for your thirst?
Nothing. It made me thirstier.
Oh, so Jay. Just for the argument, just for the argument, because you're a slick motherfucker, you're smart, you're slick. So, just for the argument, just for the argument, you're gonna say what you just said. Like, that's it.
Of drinking soda and said, you know what? During a basketball game, listen, if
Oh,
somebody had
see, I've act see, see, you're, I'm glad you said that because I've actually seen niggas in basketball games chugging fucking soda at the
it
park and all.
makes you thirsty. Everybody knows that.
So does Gatorade.
Better than fucking soda.
Answer my question. Does Gatorade not make you thirstier?
Yeah.
No, it does. You go read how much sodium's in Gatorade. It ain't a thirst quencher either.
I know there's a lot of sodium in Gatorade. What I'm saying is, I'm like, it has a slightly better. No, because
if you're going to use a reference for thirst quenching, like you used as Gatorade, then you can't use that as a barometer, because if that's making you thirstier when you drink it, and so does soda, but you're using Gatorade as a thirst quencher, but not soda.
Okay. If we're breaking it down to Na2 and sodium and all that shit, okay, cool.
It's great. It's not even that. It's just the actual, bro. Anytime I ever drink Gatorade, like I prefer to drink Powerade over Gatorade, because I ever drink Gatorade, I'm always thirstier after that shit, and it's like immediately after.
But what I'm saying is, off of.
But it tastes good.
Let me clear this up. Over the advertised fallacy of Gatorade being a thirst quencher.
Okay, yeah, they're rich. Okay. They bought the trademark for that phrase.
Exactly. That's why I said it's false advertising. Off of the falsified advertising. Okay, cool. Great. Grand. Wonderful. Be that as it may, I am not drinking alcohol to satisfy any type of hydration issues I may have.
Did I preference my statement by saying that? Or did I say it don't taste good?
No, you said what we were talking about was thirst quenching.
No, I did not. That's what you were talking about. I said no alcohol tastes good. I said it all tastes like shit.
No, and then you brought up thirst quenching.
Because of what? Your rebuttal to it.
Yeah, and I rebutted that thirst quenching. I said I've never had alcohol to quench my thirst.
Talking about thirst quenching is just going off on it. It's taken away from
you. Okay, you're going on it. Okay, that was an aside.
Yes, the actual crux of the argument was no alcohol. All alcohol tastes like shit. None tastes good. And you refuted that.
No, it's not.
And that's not a generality, because there's not one alcohol. There's not one alcohol that you're going to drink. Just be like, oh, yeah, let me just chug that shit. Like, that tastes good. No, you're doing it to get drunk.
I'm some people drink fucking Pinnacle Whip and say it was delicious. It's all about your taste buds.
No, because at that point you're an alcoholic. So you're compromised.
All right. That doesn't negate the fact that you fucking think it tastes good.
It does, because your whole system's compromised. Yes.
No, it does not. Because your system compromise does not make it taste any less good than it already is to you. That's your system. You're already compromised. Your taste buds are compromised.
I mean, no, you're right. It's going to taste, it don't have to taste less good than you, but I don't have to fucking believe anything you say, though, because you're a fucking alcoholic.
And vice versa. The alcoholic isn't going to believe the sober nigga.
Nigga, there is no alcohol that tastes good, and you know what I mean. You know what I mean. You're trying to be. You're a slick motherfucker, but you're trying to be like. There's no alcohol that tastes good. Like, I drink a sippy. I drink. You know what I'm saying? I steal some of my fucking kids' sippies because it's like, yeah, you know, I probably shouldn't drink these shits. You know, it's theirs, but that shit, them shit tastes good, so I'm gonna drink it.
Anywho, as I was saying, there are alcohols that have sugary content, sugary flavors that some may think it tastes good. Have I tried all these? No.
Just name one, Jay.
I'm not gonna sit here and run down a list of vodkas and fucking flavored alcohols to further buttress my point. I'm not.
We're gonna clip this. Because weren't we talking about history, right?
Yeah, we were. And then we went into
alcohol. How did we get here?
You went on a fucking Jeremiah ad about fucking alcohols not being tasting good.
How did we get here?
And then I had a rebuttal, and then we just went back and forth.